Now we move from disturbing images of Asians in comics to what some see as a step toward diversity.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size.
Unless you live under a rock, you've likely seen one of the movies or cartoons featuring Marvel Comics' iconic character, Spider-Man. The superhero's alter ego has been an orphaned white man given amazing powers after being bitten by a spider. But in last month's issue of the comic Ultimate Spider-Man, Peter Parker died, and now he's been replaced by Miles Morales. He's 13 years old, and he's half Latino and half African-American. We wanted to find out more about the new Spidey. Axel Alonso is the editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, and he joins us now from our bureau in New York City. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So I hear that this idea of an ethnically diverse Spider-Man had been in the works for kind of a while. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we talked about this for some time, but we never had the story. My first memory of a conversation where we considered an African-American Spider-Man came several months before Obama was elected, when we realized that we might be looking at the first African-American president in American history. Unfortunately, we didn't have the story at that time. But more recently, when we were sculpting the story that became the death of Spider-Man, we realized we had our opportunity to redefine Spider-Man for the 21st century.
It's kind of interesting that you said that, because you may have heard that conservative commentator Glenn Beck took some issue on his radio show with the character, blaming First Lady Michelle Obama for this new incarnation of Spider-Man. Let's take a listen to what he said.
I think a lot of this stuff is being done intentionally. What was it that Mrs. Obama said before the campaign, where she pointed out that we need to change the...
And Barack knows that we are going to have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
We are going to have to change our conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place.
Gosh, that seems to fit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I know this is just one stupid example of it, but really? We now have a half-black, half-Hispanic gay Spider-Man?
Wait, I've got to ask. Is he gay?
No, he's not gay.
Have you heard from the president, if he's heard about this? Is he pleased?
No, not yet, but I do know him to be a Spider-Man fan.
So you're hoping for a call of some sort.
Oh, I wouldn't. I would return the call, trust me.
Tell us a little bit about Miles Morales. I do know he's from my favorite borough, Brooklyn. Brooklyn. That's in the house. Who's his family? Where did he get his powers from?
Well, I can't reveal too much or the fans will kill me, but I will say that he has an African-American father, a Hispanic mother, a fascinating family and family history. And he's a geek. He's a kid. He's a kid looking to fit in. Like Peter Parker, you know, he's got a big heart. He's not a jock with girls crawling all over him. He's a kid looking to find his place. And he inherits these powers and learns about a legacy to the original Spider-Man. And like Peter Parker, he learns that, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Allison Keyes. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. We are continuing our love affair with comics. We're talking now with editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, Axel Alonso, about the new multiracial Spider-Man, Miles Morales. So let me ask you to explain a bit to our listeners. This isn't happening in the mainstream Spider-Man comic series, right? And for those of you who don't know, they're like several magazines.
Well, what it is, the Ultimates line is a widely celebrated 10-year-old line that reimagines Marvel characters, the biggest icons. It's been wildly influential. The Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury that you see in the movies was just an idea that was seeded as a graphic in Ultimates 10 years ago. And Mr. Jackson liked it so much, he got on the horn, and the next thing you know, he's showing up in the pictures. So it has a great reputation for trailblazing and I guess progressive thinking.
Back in 2004, I spoke to you guys at Marvel about your new series, Aranya, which featured a Latina Spider-Woman, but the comic didn't last all that long. What will you do differently to keep this comic from falling by the wayside?
Well, again, one of the inherent challenges of keeping a book like Aranya alive is she's not a household name character. The significance of this moment is that Marvel's committing itself to an iconic character. We're making a statement here. But, you know, ultimately, and to all the people that view this as being a politically correct move or what have you, I assure you it's not. The long and short of it is Peter Parker, for decades, garnered fans of all races, size, creeds, and colors. And we have no doubt that Miles Morales will do exactly the same thing. It's his heart that matters, not the color of his skin.
You have been hearing, though, from some of the diehard fans that they're just a little outraged by this. I mean, how do you explain to them that this is not a whole tilting of their universe?
Oh, without a doubt. Our fans are crazy passionate, and we love them for it.
The really. Understatement of the year.
We wouldn't have it any other way. And it's to be expected that, you know, when you do something this big, that you're going to hear minimally some cynicism from people, you know, skepticism. And we've gotten that. The response has been overwhelmingly positive, though. And what really excites me is when I get letters from people who say they're going to go into the comic store for the first time to introduce their child to Spider-Man for the first time. You know, I'm half Hispanic. I have a British mother and a Mexican father and an 8-year-old son, and I'm thrilled to be able to show Tito, my son, a Spider-Man whose last name was Morales. Call me selfish, but I think it's wonderful.
I know you can't tell us a lot, but I've got to ask you, does he have different powers than Peter? Does he have better powers than Peter? Can he fly?
Well, I will give that away. Yeah, he does have some different powers. They're unique to him. You can get a glimpse of them in Ultimate Fallout, number 4, which is out last week and is probably still available. You'll learn in Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 1 in September how Miles got these powers, what they are, how he got them, and his legacy to Peter Parker.
One more question about his family. Do they know that he's Spider-Man, or is that, you know, kind of a Aunt May kind of thing?
I'd love to give that away, but Brian Bendis would kill me. You're good. You're good.
It was worth a try.
Well played.
All right. Axel Alonso is editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics. He joined us from our bureau in New York City. Thank you so much for being there.
Thanks for having me.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Ryan Brooks, Bridget DeShagas, Arjun Hutchins, Eamon Malone, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Emily Akshenschlager, Amitha Parashur, Amy Ta, Sarah Ventry, and Saran Yitbarik. Our intern is John Ketchum. Our editor is Alicia Montgomery. She had a hand this week from Lori Grant. Our director is Monica Evstatieva. Our senior producer is Devar Arlan. Our technical director is Brian Jarbo, with help this week from Sarah Fishman. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The executive producer is Tashima Walker. To tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Allison Keyes, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Now that the world isn't ending, it's love that I'm sending to you. It isn't the love of a hero, and that's why I feel.